There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds? Nope, more like vampire nerds. Hey, it's me once again, Kevin, vampirenerds.com, along with my co-host,
Rooster.
That's right, this is podcast number 162. You thought I was going to rhyme, didn't you?
I was trying to think of a good rhyme for you, but I couldn't figure anything.
Yeah, that's...
Something to do with a shoe?
I don't know. This is podcast 162. Tell me
what you're going to do.
Yeah, that works too. How have you been, my friend?
Not too bad.
Right on.
School as usual.
Cool.
I have to go to a workplace safety meeting.
I love those.
On November 3rd, even though I'm not technically working, so I don't know, but I got to do it.
Why?
Well, because it's... The company does that every year, so if I miss it, I gotta go out of my own. Like, I gotta go on my own to go make sure I'm certified. So even though I'm not working for the company at the moment, I'm just gonna tag along until my school's done.
Cool.
And that's much of the personal life.
I bought a new mattress. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I need to buy a new mattress.
It's expensive, man.
How much you spend on your mattress?
It was supposed to be $1,500, but it was like half off, so it was like $700.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot of half-off bullshit.
Yeah. So, because the wife is complaining about her hips and back because of the whole baby thing. So,
I don't know how to really relate to that.
I'm telling you, that's why I bought it. So, I can't say, like, no, you know what I mean? I'm like, all right.
Sure, you could.
I could, but, you know.
In the 1860s, they didn't have pillow-top mattresses.
That's true. Because I can sleep on, a piece of wood, and I'm fine, right? Give me a hard pillow and a piece of wood, I'm good. So we bought a new mattress, so I'm waiting for that to come in tomorrow. That's pretty much all that's been happening in my personal life, I guess. Nothing crazy. It's been really, I don't know, I've been very tired, and I haven't smoked in 4 weeks, but I plan to smoke this weekend because it is a wedding we're going to.
But you said you weren't going to smoke.
I see a lot of things. I haven't smoked in 4 weeks.
I guess that's okay.
So I'm going to smoke at the wedding because I'm going to get drunk. For those who have been listening from the beginning, I doubt anyone.
Even remembers.
Mary Jo from one of our old podcasts. She was on it. She's getting married this weekend, so.
Yay!
Right on. What's on the pipeline for this week? We're going to be talking about games we've been playing, along with news, new releases, and deals of the week. And maybe our last segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the resolution and how people are throwing a hissy fit over Assassin's Creed for Xbox One and PS4, which I think is silly. But anyways.
Is it, though? Is it?
Is what, though?
Is it silly?
I think so.
Do you?
Okay, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just confirming.
But besides that, what games have you been
playing? I've been playing Borderlands 2.
Oh, wait. Before you continue, sorry. Our website was down again this week.
Oh, was it? What happened?
Oh, fuck. Who knows what happens? The website goes down, and it takes me like 5 hours to try to get everything back up and running. I don't know. It went down.
Not enough space or something?
I don't know. It went down. It crashed. Something happened, so it sucked. So I had to talk to the host and all that. It's a lot of unnecessary stress, I'll tell you that.
I can imagine.
So fucking, yeah. So it went down, but we're back up. And, yeah. Sorry, you were playing Borderlands?
Yeah, Borderlands 2, something Tiny Assault on Tiny Tina's Keep, which is basically a Dungeons & Dragons game.
All right.
And it was good. I enjoyed it a lot. The game.
You play by yourself or with friends?
By myself.
Really?
Yeah, I have a commando. I can take care of it all myself. The game meets my every needs, so I don't, it's not like I'm not satisfied. I could play by myself for hours if I like, which I have. Wow. It's fun when you play with someone else, because in some scenarios where it's really difficult, I struggled with it, but I managed to get through on my own. But still, you can only it's better with people. But there was a new thing that I was trying out, basically, which allows you to, because level 72 is the highest level you can get to.
Yeah.
But if you bought the DLC that allowed you to do the overpowered, you could get up to overpowered level 8, which is essentially level 80. But you won't get the skill points for it, but you can get basically level 80 equipment for your character. But that thing is shit as, like it's hard. It's really, really hard to do. And that's where I kind of wish I had someone to play with. But at the same time,
Like, I played with my brother, but he was so powerful that nothing else mattered. You know what I mean? He was killing everything. I was like, eh.
Well, that's why you got to play an overpowered mode. Overpowered.
But I can't.
Well, you can, unless you bought it. But yeah. But like, overpowered mode scales the enemy harder. So at overpowered level 8, the enemy has like a 98% armor increase. So you only do 2% damage depending on your equipment. So it definitely adds a challenge. I was hoping I didn't buy it, but I guess I bought it before when it was on sale. because I didn't want a reason to continue playing in a way, even because Borderlands, the pre-sequel just came out.
Yeah, that's by Telltale, right?
No, 2K Games.
Oh, sorry, they have another one by
Telltale.
They have
one that's in the makes, yeah, which is not the heroes that we know of. I'm looking forward to that one, too. But yeah, Assault on Tiny Tina's...
I don't know how they can do a Telltale game.
Why not?
With Borderlands.
It's a story of...
The only character I'm interested in is Claptrap.
But, yeah, well, these are like nobodies in the Telltale games. And I guess, I don't know what it's going to revolve around, but I can imagine it being kind of fun. Yeah, it is kind of weird, but still, I'd still like to play it.
That's one of those series I can never get into.
Telltale?
No.
Borderlands?
Borderlands.
Oh, I love it. It's like...
I bought one and Game of the Year edition, and I bought two, and I can't get into it.
I don't know how you can't get into it. It's so satisfying.
I find it so boring and repetitive.
Well, it's almost like Destiny, where it has a syndrome where the game, Borderlands 2 is an amazing game, but you can play it repetitively and be okay. Where Destiny, I heard it's not a great game, but it's the addiction that keeps you playing.
You see, I mean, these new consoles, there's no games worth it. I think
that's why I don't own any of them at the moment.
But you want a Wii U, though, right?
It's getting closer to the line, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe if I forget about it. Hopefully none of our news is nothing about the Wii U.
Oh, it's a lot. Oh,
man. but yeah, so it's like I've been playing, and it's like when you reach that point where... Because last time I left off, I was level 61. That was a max. So now I'm at level 72, but all my guns are weaker compared to the enemies, so it's giving me a hard time. So now I feel like getting... better equipment, so you know, brings back memory farming older bosses, fighting them over and over again in the chance of better loot. And sometimes you get in, it's such a satisfaction where when you kill the boss and it's exactly what you wanted, and the whole idea of it just works for me. That's why I really like it.
Yeah.
And they're very generous with the loot in this game, you know what I mean? Like, it's not impossible to get certain things compared to, like, Destiny, where it's extremely hard to get certain items, and compared to any other MMOs where it's a long grind just to get basic stuff. But Assault on Tiny Tina's Keep was basically a Dungeons & Dragons game. You roll the dice. They make a lot of references to the other Borderlands game. I don't know if you remember in Borderlands 1 where we fought Cromorax the Invincible.
I don't remember.
Anyways, they talked about the glitch that everyone uses to beat him, and it was nice hearing them talk about it.
Wait, who's them?
The Vault Hunters.
Oh, okay.
From Part 1.
So they're breaking the wall.
Kind of,
it.
Yeah. They're like, remember when we farmed him for hours and we got all this amazing loot and blah, blah, blah. And it was just... It was kind of nice hearing it, because it's like, it's so totally what I did. Because the DLC, one of the DLCs I have is the son of Cromorax or whatever it was. So it was, you know, along those lines. But anyways, back to the Tiny Tina's Keep. It's a Dungeon & Dragon kind of game. So you fight a lot of like skeletons and mages and stuff like that. The story was not bad. Tiny Tina is an amazing character. So she's
Which one is she?
She's that little girl that likes explosions. She takes care of, like, she's just on her own type of thing. She's like a 14-year-old girl. She's basically the dungeon master, so it's through her story. And, you know, the adventure of it, how she tells it, is pretty funny. The bosses, this is where it's like I kind of wish I had a friend who played, because some of these dragons are really, really hard, and I didn't even bother fighting them. I just ran type of thing. But in the end, it started getting a little bit emotional. In a way, because...
Borderlands is emotional? I can't
see that. Just the part, because it's like... you've beaten Borderlands 2, correct?
I don't remember.
Do you remember
honestly,
that...
the games really mean nothing.
Do you remember that the black guy, Roland, dies in the game?
No. Wait, maybe.
Probably. He was a commando from the first game, and he dies in the second. Anyways.
Let's say I did remember.
And in this game, Tiny Tina keeps sort of, like, bringing him into the game, not like, you know, keeps talking about him, and you're given the impression that she's not aware that he died, and they're trying to like explain to her that he's not going to come to this game because, you know, and then she changes the subject type of thing, and they go on at it for a while, and she keeps mentioning his character's in the game, and then it just gets to the point where they're telling her to like stop this nonsense. She needs to understand that he's dead. Mm-hmm. And then she, like, breaks down crying. It's like, you know, I know he's dead, but this is my game. This is the one place where he's alive. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of sad because it's like, it's a little girl. It's almost like the Clementine thing. But it's weird because it's a game, it's all about like comedy and fun and everything. It was kind of odd seeing that. And then, you know, then it makes you, like, you know, everyone with the Vault Hunters realize that it's like, okay, let's just let her have this fantasy world where, you know, her hero is still alive, even though he's dead. Yeah. And then they remember how the bird in Borderlands 2 passed, like, got killed?
The big one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I remember that.
Yeah, he makes an appearance as well because it's her dungeon. You know, she's the dungeon master. And in her world, Roland and the, fuck, what was the bird's name, are both alive. So I was like, oh, that's so sad.
Wasn't it like Freebird or something? No, I'm thinking Bioshock. No.
Fuck, I keep him. What was it, the one in Bioshock called? Hummingbird?
Songbird.
Songbird?
Songbird.
But yeah, so it was sad. It wasn't teary sad, but it was just kind of like, oh, my heart's broken. Mordecai. Mordecai's bird. What was his name? Anywho, Bloodwing, that's what it is. Yeah, but overall, the game was fun, and all these DLCs that I purchased a while ago and played, like, obviously when you beat the game, which is the last boss, they explode into, like, 500 guns and loot and money and everything's all over the map, and you know, you're rummaging through piles of garbage in hopes that you find good stuff. And all the DLCs I played, I had that, you know, one of them was the Christmas one, you killed the giant snowman, all this shit's all over the place, and I found a nice gun, kept it, it's better than what I, you know, I don't know, it's, I like it, and I'm going to get the pre-sequel because I like their comedy.
They have good comedy. The writing is good.
In the Tiny Tina's Keep, they keep mentioning the queen. You have to save the queen. And when you get to the end...
You gotta save the queen!
Yeah, when you get to the end, it's basically a giant... It's a unicorn, right? It's a unicorn that is the queen, and if you feed it iridium, it poops out weapons. It's so stupid, but it's satisfying feeding a unicorn, like, you know, iridium. But they have good humor. The references, playing it now, and this game is kind of old. Some of the references are kind of like,
wait, which one? Borderlands 2?
Borderlands 2, yeah.
I guess.
Well, they were like still talking about if you try to kill a fire skag with fire, you're gonna have a bad time. It's like,
Oh yeah.
I get the reference. It's not horrible, but. When you see it appear quite a while, and lately I've been saying a lot of cool story, bro, because that's what the commander always says.
See, that's what's wrong with these jokes.
But I don't. But you know what? Cool story, bro. What I like about it is, it's kind of rude.
It's nonchalant, right? He's like, yeah, cool story, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, it's a good way to kind of like, I don't know. It's weird because I used it in class like 2 days ago, where like someone was like talking so much and it led to nowhere. I was like, cool story. Bro. And it's like,
and everyone's like, oh, look at
no one really, they just kind of like laughed a little, but it's kind of one of those things, like, I don't know, like, what do you say in a situation like that where a story's like, yeah, and then my dog flew and died? It's like, oh, that sucks. So it's like, instead of saying that, it's like, yeah, cool, sorry, bro. But I say it to my girlfriend and she hates it, and it's weird. I have a satisfaction of using something that she doesn't like, you know what I mean? Like, same thing how she says she hates the word relax. To me,
when she's angry?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
when she's
never say that.
But it's like, it's, what other way can I tell someone to calm down? Besides saying calm down.
You don't go like, look, relax. It's okay. It's going to be fine. You go, relax, okay?
No, I don't. I go, just relax. You know, it's going to be okay. Don't tell me to relax. You're going a little nuts. Relax.
I've had the don't yell argument the other day.
Not yelling. That kind of argument?
I fucking hate that. That argument is so stupid. It's like, all right, we'll do this. Don't yell. I'm not yelling. You are. I'm not. Your voice is higher than mine. It is now.
It's like, no, it's not yelling. It's okay. Well, I guess technically the octone level is a lot higher than yours, but I'm not yelling. I'm just speaking a little louder. I guess it's yelling. I don't know. Anywho, yeah, so a lot of the references are outdated, but I'm looking forward to the new one to see what kind of comedy they offer in it. But yeah, that's essentially what I've been playing, especially when I got home for a good 45 minutes. I've been trying to farm for a specific item in the game, and I still haven't gotten it, and it makes me sad. But the adventure is still there. It's a shield that blocks 99% of gunfire, so 99% of the chance when the gunfire hits you, you collect it as ammo.
Okay.
So I want to get it for situations where I'm overwhelmed and getting shot at. I can at least have that. You know, it's little things like that. I kind of want to have the perfect character. But I'm not like a lot of people when I watch the YouTube videos on how to this and that, like they have everything and they're saying, you know, I'll give you like I'll dupe the item for you. Add me on Xbox. Add me on PlayStation. It's like, well, where's the satisfaction in just duping the item? Like just giving it to someone. Like I want
cheating.
Huh?
It's cheating. You're ruining the game.
It's not really cheating because there's no real. I don't know, because it's like if that's what you want, then that's the way you choose to play. But it's like the point of it is to have that adventure of. You know, going through countless hours of this and that.
I mean, it's like when you were younger and you put in a cheat code for unlimited lives. You're like, well, I ruined the game.
Yeah, but you can still have fun. But that's the thing. It's like, well, I guess whoever does decide to get it off that way, if you're having fun, all right, that's your way of playing it. But to me, I like to earn it. I know when my brother plays split screen with me, like I've duped some items for him. But it's like he doesn't often play split screen, so it's like I don't want to be the guy who's level 61 and he's still level 4 with a turd gun, you know?
Yeah, it's like me and my brother when we play.
Yeah, so it's like...
Or how we used to play before he deleted his file.
Yeah, that's horrible. I kind of feel bad for him. Well, now he can play the new one and start fresh. But yeah, but...
Is that out yet, the pre-sequel?
Yeah, it came out on Tuesday.
Huh,
I was going to pre-order it because it comes with a special arena, kind of like Borderlands 2 did. But this one comes inside the game, like you'll open the cartridge and it's in there, right? Or the case. So I know it's going to have the Medal of Honor effect, where it's a Medal of Honor limited edition, so you're rushed to buy it. And 3 years later, you can still find Medal of Honor limited edition for $5 at Walmart.
Yeah.
So I feel like it might be one of those where Borderlands 2 will be out for a while, but the pre-order bonus will still be in it. So instead of me paying $60 for a brand new game, I could buy the game like $40 or $39, whatever, when it reduces and still get the pre-order bonus.
I remember when I worked at Best Buy, they had that Halo Reach special editions with the helmet and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $20.
Oh, wow.
I should have bought it. I don't know why I didn't.
I don't know. That's something cool to have. But yeah, so I'm just waiting. And I'm not in a rush to play it. I have Shadows of Mordor, the new Lord of the Rings game. I haven't played it yet, but I do have it, so I can wait on Borderlands until at least I get that out of the way. But that's essentially what I've been playing. Surprisingly, even though it's just one small game, it's kept me busy for hours on end. What games have you been playing?
Well, I actually didn't really play that many games. I just played like 3, but I haven't been playing them all week. So I don't know if you got my text message, but Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes is on sale next, or was on sale on XBLA.
Yeah, actually I did get your message.
Did you buy it?
No, I'm not really interested in it for some odd reason.
Really? It was only $10.
I know, but it's like, do I really want... Which, it's only the first one, though, no?
Yeah, it's the first demo half.
Yeah, so it's like, after hearing that you could beat it in 10 minutes if you speedrun it,
so,
kind of turned me off, but...
So here's my thing with that game, okay? I wanted to play that game for a long time, but I found a retail version for $30.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm not gonna buy this game for $30. It's not worth $30, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then PlayStation Store had a sale of the game for $10.
All right.
And I was like, even if the game is 2 hours, it's $5 an hour. I think it's worth it.
Yeah, it might be if you play it fully correct, right?
Like, yeah.
So it's definitely worth it.
And I was like, you know, I've heard about people beating a game in like 10 minutes and 2 hours. But I'm like, I suck at fucking games, right?
It's not going to so it's going to be a good 6 hours.
It's going to be a good 5-6 hours. Nope, hour and a half.
Oh, really? Even with you know, taking your time?
Even I got caught so many times. I, you know, I shot everybody, and then at the end, fucking credits. And I was like, was that actually the game? Wow. And yeah, you can do like little side quests after, but I don't give a fuck about that. I don't want to look around for 10 patches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't do anything.
And yeah, you have different, like, you know, kill 3 people with a tranquilizer. It's like I don't care about that at all.
It was just challenges.
And honestly, the game brought me nowhere. Like, there is no reason for this game to be sold. Don't buy it. Do not buy this shit.
Really?
It looked pretty, yeah. And you can use your fucking iPhone for a map, which I found completely useless. So you have to save 2 hostages.
Okay.
The first hostage, you gotta, like, bring him to a helicopter, and then the second hostage is more in there. And the cool thing was, like, yeah, you hear a tape recording of where it is, so you hear a flagpole, and then you look for a flag. You hear a gate open, you look for a gate. You hear a truck, you look for a truck entrance. Mm-hmm. That part was cool. I did it in, like, 2 minutes. I'm not fucking Sherlock Holmes. It's just the game's that easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, yeah. I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, yeah, it looks pretty, but, like, I suck at games. I'm not as good as I used to be. I don't have as much patience. And by the end of it, I was like, that didn't teach me anything. I still don't know who the fuck these people were, because this game's sort of a continuation with the portable ops version for PSP.
Okay.
And so I haven't played that one, so I don't know who these people are. So the game.
So this is kind of like a continuation type of thing, or sort at least of. You need to know, like the. I can tell what you mean, because you don't even know who you are. You're supposedly
your
to
boss.
Be,
your big
are
boss.
You the boss, or are you supposedly the boss?
You're big boss.
Well, I was watching this theory thing of who's actually who you are, and it's it gets pretty interesting and believable. So we'll have to find out when the actual game comes out, the Phantom Pain, and find out the twist at the end, I suppose. But anywho,
it was just so like it was unneeded. It was like the Okay, put it this way, you know the PlayStation demo that we played with Metal Gear Solid,
mm-hmm.
with the surveillance camera on like PlayStation Underground number 8.
Yeah.
That was the length of this game. Could we spend hours in that fucking demo?
Yeah, because we tried doing everything.
Yeah, that's this game. You know the first half of... Not even the first half. Metal Gear Solid 2, when you play a Snake for the first, like, 2 hours?
And then you get killed. Yeah, and then you're riding or whatever?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's this game. This game should have been included in Metal Gear 5. I have no idea why they decided to take a quarter... Not even a quarter. A fucking snippet of the game and sell it. I think that's bullshit.
Weird.
Also, the voice of Snake, I don't like. It's not Snake to me.
It's the guy from 24, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not Snake. It's not Snake. That voice, I know that voice.
See,
I know
that's the rumor, though.
What?
That who you're playing is not Snake, like Big Boss.
So who could it be?
Gray Fox. Because trust me, if you watch that theory thing, it was like, my God, it's
Why
possible.
Why would you be playing as Gray Fox?
Because think of it, when you're in the hospital bed.
Yeah. But that hasn't happened.
There's Liquid Snake. Yeah, but we don't know if this takes like
Fox
who you
isn't a fucking
Gray Fox, according to whatever, he had surgery to, because he was supposed to be Big Boss's lookalike double.
Yeah.
So if he ever gets assassinated, whatever, it's Gray Fox who died. That's why in that scene, he's all bandaged. You're like, your character is bandaged up, because it's like you could have just had that. Like, there's a lot of things to it that could kind of talk to, like, convince you to it. But so they're saying how the guy who does 24, I forgot his name, Jack Bauer,
Keith Sutherland or something,
or whatever. Yeah, I guess Jack Bauer is his character. He is actually Gray Fox's voice, and then David Hayter is actually Big Boss's voice. Apparently,
I mean, I can see them doing that because Konami and Kojima is known for doing that kind of crap.
Because like in that Phantom Pain, they look over, it's like, what about him? They make it seem like, you know, it's referring to Hideo Kojima as like an Easter egg kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then they're like, what if not? Like, they did a really awesome job where I was like, wow, I would not really expect you to be playing as Gray Fox. Yeah. But at the same time, Gray Fox is such an amazing character, everybody would want to play as Gray Fox. So it's up for hand. So it's like, maybe David Hayter is Big Boss's voice and fucking Jack Bauer is Gray Fox's voice.
I don't know. I think that's too
crazy.
It's
a stretch, but we don't know, right? I would love for it to be that way, and I would be like, ha, I knew it. I called it. Not really. I heard someone else call it, but I was there. But I don't know. From what I heard on the audio, he doesn't sound that bad.
It doesn't sound bad. It's just, we know, it's like Beavis and Butthead. You're watching Beavis and Butthead. Obviously, Beavis is like, hey, Butthead. It's like, that's not Beavis.
Yeah, I actually what you mean. Like, we played it enough.
We played so many games, and that's the voice we know, right? So,
and it's weird seeing someone else supposedly play that character's voice.
Yeah, but don't get the demo. It's a demo. Like before, I kept saying, "Oh, it's okay." No, it's a demo.
Remember when demos were free? Peppage Farm remembers.
Don't hate when people use internet memes.
Oh, come on! That's how we're gonna get a million hits.
Probably.
Just type in
gotta create
podcast,
a top 10. You won't believe what these fucking games meant back in the day, and it'd just be like gifts, like a BuzzFeed, because apparently that's what it gets all the hits.
Exactly. That's all you gotta do, and watch us be rolling in money.
Yeah, it's like when I see those Burger King or the Subway commercials with all the bacon, I'm like, ah, the bacon commercial is so gross.
What?
When they're wearing bacon and stuff, and bacon eyebrows, and
bacon's
like
that
an internet fad.
One.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Oh, I don't know. I was like, what's wrong
with bacon? The point is, don't get Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. Honestly, you can play Part 5, and you won't be missing out on anything.
Fair enough.
And here's what pisses me off. I have Metal Gear Solid 1, PlayStation 3. I have the disc version, right? Mm-hmm. Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3, I technically have it on PS2, but I bought the HD version on Xbox. Okay. Metal Gear Solid 4, PS3. Metal Gear Solid 5, Ground Zeroes, PS3. So they're all scattered all over the place.
So, well, you better keep both systems then.
I do, but then the Xbox One, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, just don't get it. Like,
all right, that's a good. You've been warned. If you get it and you're not happy, you've been warned.
Like, $10. Even then, I wouldn't say it's worth it. Because honestly, it just felt like a demo. Because we played that demo for Metal Gear 1. That's what it felt like. And that demo was free. And we spent more hours in there. Civilians coming out. Like, we spent so much time with that stupid Metal Gear demo. So it's very disappointing to see that this was, like, that was the game. And like I said, I suck. I'm not stealthy. I'm not calm. I'm not patient. But I try to be. And I get caught and I'll hide. It just wasn't. It was disappointing. Put it that way.
Well, it's fair review.
I've also been playing Fatal Frame a lot because I'm in the Halloween spirit.
Which one again?
The first one still. I'm still continuation my one save file.
All right.
The ghosts aren't as scary as the more you keep playing. Like the startling stops.
I think you get used to it. Same thing with what was the game that I did review on?
Man. Daylight or no?
Yeah, I think it was Daylight.
Daylight.
I'm surprised you remember that stuff.
Well, it's because I remember you looking up daylight savings to look how to save.
Yes.
Yeah. Told you how to change
how to save
it.
In daylight.
Yeah.
Daylight savings is now 4 p.m. What? Yeah. like at first, it's scary. It's uneasy. Too. Yeah, but then you get used to it and it doesn't become a fear factor. It becomes more of a you know what to do.
Like now, whenever I see ghosts, I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
You're prepared. Your camera's already out. You're already taking half its health away. Yeah, I understand, but it's still. It's still unsettling if you haven't.
It's
you
still
know.
Really good. I mean, I forgot that there was like the spirit, the hangings, there's the blinding, and then there's the other one, the other
that
ritual.
That falls from like 20 feet?
No, the blinding is when they put a blinding mask on there.
And then the other one's the choking. No,
the choking.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. The Crimson Butterfly.
I don't know. I have Crimson Butterfly as well, but I haven't played it yet.
I like that one, actually, compared to the first one.
Really?
The story. I like the story on that one, Crimson Butterfly.
Huh. And that's the one with the twins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the end, it was like, when you figure it out what the Crimson Butterfly is, you're like, oh, surveillance camera.
you told me like 20 times what it is already.
I was like, oh my god, it's a choking. It makes more sense.
Is it choking on their neck, right?
Yeah. It's her twin sister choking her. Some
yeah, because
like
it does the form of a butterfly when two hands are together.
Yeah, and it's like, it makes so much sense. And here we are thinking it's birds when you put your two hands together. It's not. It's a butterfly.
And for those of who are upset about the game being spoiled, the game is over 16
Welcome
years
to
old.
1997.
Yeah. I haven't played the game, and I usually get angry with spoilers, but you've told me so many times. And
like,
you know what?
Borderlands
I care
2, Tiny Tina's Assault, like, I didn't bother to spoil it. The game's like 2 years old.
Yeah.
There's no nothing to be spoiled. It was great.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy that Fatal Frame more. They did have some eerie moments as well. The first one, I think it was just like the house setting.
The mansion.
The mansion. But the Crimson Butterfly one was more of a ritual ceremony. So they would do like messed up shit because it's like rituals, right? And
that's what the first one was too. The blinding ritual, the strangling ritual.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Heck if I remember.
Hence that ghost was like, my eyes.
They took her eyes away.
Yeah, because they put a blinding mask on her.
Blinding? You mean freaking spikes?
Yeah, it's a
I guess that makes you blind.
Inside.
That's disturbing. But anyway. Yeah. So you've been playing that?
Yeah, and like I said, it hasn't been as scary. I can actually play at night now by myself.
I won't.
But then I forgot that if you put start or like pause it for too long, bloody handprints start appearing on the screen.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I heard that the new Fatal Frame game for the Wii U got a 10 out of 10. One of the
reviews. Really?
But it's only in Japan. It's not.
I was going to say, that's the Japanese one. I don't recall it being released here.
No, it's not. It won't be localized because I don't think it has a big fan base. And the game has a lot to do with water this time. So, of course, you see a lot of the girls with wet t-shirts on.
As we discussed on our last podcast.
Sexy.
Oh, that's sexy. I'll take that anytime. Yeah.
Besides that, I've been playing Final Fantasy XHD, which is a fucking long game. I forgot about the trial things that you have to do. That you're in a shrine to get one of the new eons or summoners.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the shrine, you have to do these stupid little puzzle things. Do you remember that?
No, not
really.
You
gotta take like one sphere and put it in another sphere and push this thing over and do this and do that. It's really, really unneeded for a RPG.
Which one's this one again?
Final Fantasy X.
Ah.
So it's just so like.
Is that the Monkey Tail one?
No, that's 9.
I really dislike that Monkey Tail one.
I started playing that. It's still a good game. I like the sphere grid. I wish they would bring back the sphere grid. Instead of leveling up, like, you have a giant grid and you, like, choose where you want to go.
All right.
So I like that as well. I've been playing a stupid iPhone game called Unlimited Spider-Man, which I actually just put up a free app of the day today.
Yeah,
I've been playing
I saw that.
So much. It's an endless runner. It's one of those bullshit running games that you just keep running forward, like Temple Run and Forrest Gump, which apparently has a game.
Forrest Gump has a game.
Yeah, you run, Forrest, run. Get it? Because he keeps running.
Yeah, but that's... Who the hell still make... Why Forrest Gump? That's so...
I don't know.
But anywho.
Anyway, so it's one of those like endless run gamers, and like Sonic Dash is an endless run gamer and a game, I mean. And it's... The reason why I like it... Like, endless run games, I get why people like it, because...
It's on the go, it's quick.
It's on the go, it's quick. But the thing is, what keeps you interested is what the game is. Like, Sonic Dash, I would play that a lot. It was an endless runner. But the minute I got Knuckles, I was like, well, I'm done with this game. Because I'm like, that's what I wanted. And Knuckles is just a skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Amy. Like, who gives a shit about Amy or Big the Cat? So I'm done with this game.
But you would think that you would continue playing as Knuckles, though.
No, because...
I guess there's nothing to really achieve?
Yeah, there's nothing to achieve.
That's fair.
So, like, once I had, like, Knuckles was my goal, right? Like, collect all these very rare red rings by doing these goals. And, you know, the more you run, the more rings you get and the harder it gets. And I'm like, fucking A, I got Knuckles. And I was like, eh, I'm done. So I stopped.
At least you have him saved.
So, but Spider-Man Unlimited or Unlimited Spider-Man, whatever the hell the game is called, you have costumes. Lots of Spider-Man costumes. So it's like
quite a bit of things to unlock then.
But there's a storyline going on, too. So everything, like, first it starts off with a Vulture. So you play as regular Spider-Man. You got to fight the Vulture. But you have to be level 8. So you play the endless run version of the game.
Okay.
Until you get to level 8. And then you fight him. And then he's like, the only person who could kill me is this Iron Spider-Man. So you got to gain points in the endless runs and purchase
Iron Man Spider-Man.
But they're random. So you might get, like, House of M Spider-Man. Or you might get, like, Scarlet Spider-Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking for Iron Spider-Man. So you get those three characters and you're like, hey, I might as well level them up. So you level them up, you get more points. You're like, finally, I have Iron Spider-Man. So you're going to level this one up. So you play more Endless Runner. Once he's leveled up, you go back to the story mode and you beat Vulture at level 8. And then so far, and continues and continues. Every day there's a new event where you can unlock a rare Spider-Man. Like right now they have Spider-Man 2099.
Okay.
The one who looks like a Final Fantasy character.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to kill 500 enemies. So I'll play the game as a runner and just beat up enemies. So that's what I mean. Like, it's different. You know what I mean?
There's definitely things for you to do, so it's not...
It's clever, because I'm like, fucking hey, I love Spider-Man, right? So, and I love Sonic, too, but Sonic doesn't have any, like, other skins or anything. But Spider-Man, I'm like, okay, I want to unlock Symbiote Spider-Man, and I'm going to work for that. And, like, yeah, you run left or right, but you also web swing, and you also tilt your remote, or your phone to climb a wall. You know what I mean? So they change it up a bit, and then there's boss fights at the end of it, and there's an actual story mode with cameos from the Avengers.
The Avengers.
Yeah, well, Nick Fury's in it, so.
Oh, okay.
So I've been playing that stupid game because it's stupidly addictive. And speaking of stupidly addicting, I've also been playing Super Smash Brothers from Nintendo 3DS still.
And you're enjoying it?
Yeah, I bought it because I had to give the other one back because of Nintendo.
I guess it was worth it. I heard good things about it.
Yeah, so I bought the game because I did own it, but I owned the review copy, so I gave the review copy back. Every time I turn on the game, it says accessing SD card. So I was like, right on, my saves file. Nope. Retail versions of games are saved on a cartridge. Digital versions are saved on the SD card.
What?
So I had to do everything all over again.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is fine because it is a good game, so I don't mind playing it again, like the story mode. Or not story mode, like the classic mode.
But that kind of sucks, though.
It does, because I had characters unlocked before that I no longer have now.
Or at least now you know what to aim for.
No, that's the thing. I did the exact same thing last time. I unlocked different characters.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, the game's already out, so I got, like, the Duck Hunt dog last time. I don't have him now, but now I have Ness, but I didn't get him last time.
Well, I guess that's not so bad, because now you're getting characters you never had before.
Yeah, so, and I was playing for, like, an hour with Garrett from Forlog on online. I went online, I saw that he was online, so I joined his game, and it was fun. So we all played together. So I played online, and the online works a lot better if it's localized, not like when I was fighting people in Japan.
Yeah, because you had the early copy of it.
I had an early copy, so there was no one else to play with. So, yeah, I'm still enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. I like the trophy unlocks and all that. I'm still waiting for the Wii U version. That's the real version we all want.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I bought the game. Like, I was like, fuck, I really want the game. I miss it after I gave it back.
Yeah.
And the fucking game was $50.
That's kind of steep.
3DS game
for a 3DS
40.
Game. Yeah.
But then the fucking MSRB here in Canada went up $5 for every retail game now, right? So... So if it was 40, now it's 45 plus tax, it's 50.
Damn it.
Yeah. So that sucks. Anyways, that's pretty much all the games I've been playing for the last 2 weeks. Let's see what games have come out since then. There's a game called Pregnancy.
Oh. How appropriate. Is that a sign?
I know. Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End is out for PC, and why the fuck is that coming out? What year is this?
Don't they have another movie coming out?
Sorry?
They have a new movie coming out, no?
I don't know, do they?
I think so. Pirates of the Caribbean 1 coming out.
I don't know how GameSpot sorts out their fucking new releases. But anyways, The Evil Within came out, which I actually do want. It looks really good. But it looks like a multiplayer sort of game.
Is there even multiplayer to it?
Yeah, there is.
Oh.
We've been getting press releases from them like crazy, and I forgot to ask for a review copy. So,
oh.
I'm busy, yo.
Yeah, it does look good. I remember seeing the trailer for it maybe like 3-4 months ago, and it was interesting enough. My brother's like, oh, that looks so good, but forgot about it. The next thing you know, I saw the trailer again on TV, and it looks disturbing, but I wasn't aware there was online like capability on it, so I wonder how that plays into the whole game.
I like the name, The Evil Within. It's just a cool name.
Yeah. Me and my brother were like searching it up, like we were looking online for more of it, if it was based on a movie, because that sounds familiar. There is a movie called The Evil Within, but it has nothing to do with
it. No relation, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, never mind. I guess it's
We've been getting press releases from them for like crazy for some reason.
That's weird.
I don't know why. Anyways, Borderlands, the pre-sequel is out.
I think that was yeah. I was there was other big titles that came out. But yeah, Borderlands pre-sequel. I'll get that eventually.
I will not. Complete The Walking Dead, Telltale, whatever. Walking Dead, complete first season, is now available on Xbox One and PS4.
The season 2 or first season?
First season.
First season, okay.
Yeah. Pac-Man and Ghostly Adventures out for Xbox 360, PS3, Wii U, 3DS.
Yeah.
Remember when Pac-Man was just a maze?
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
Stop it! Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition is out for PS4 and Xbox One. A game that came out last time, like 2 years ago, is now out on the new consoles. I don't know how people are okay with this. Peggle 2 came out for PS4. Duck Dynasty came out for 3DS.
How do you do? Make bird calls?
Minecraft PlayStation Vita Edition is out now for the Vita.
See, what I don't get is Microsoft. Doesn't Microsoft own
Minecraft? But Minecraft is still like... They still have a contract to go with.
So if the contract ends, then Microsoft has the right to not renew it.
I guess.
But by that point, everyone's already bought it.
Yeah. Did you hear that Minecraft was free on PlayStation by mistake?
Oh, really?
For like 10 minutes, and they like lost so much money on it.
I love.
And there's a ripoff on the Wii U called UCraft, which looks exactly like Minecraft. And it's
You know what? There's a lot of knockoffs that are not that bad.
No, I know, but the Wii U version is the first one. Since Minecraft's not going to come out on the Wii U, it's like, might as well get the clone. Even though it says it's not a clone, it's like, yeah, you are. Come on.
Yeah, you totally are. Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, even like the clones or whatever you want to call it, some of them aren't bad. Like the one that I bought for $1, it was the zombie one. It was like Minecraft, a zombie version.
Yeah.
The building aspects is pretty much like Minecraft, except there's added to it. So it's like the Wii U, I don't know what additional things they might add to it to make it their own, or if it's exactly everything's the same.
The textures look better.
Yeah, so it doesn't make for a bad game, but at the same time, you know it's not Minecraft.
Yeah.
But you can live with it. Knockoffs or no knockoffs.
It's like there's a game for the iPhone called Eden or World of Eden. Mm-hmm. That's the game everyone emails me telling me I owe them that game because that was a free app of the day like 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so remember when you said free app of the day?
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, you owe me this game because you said it was free. It's like, I said it was free on the day of. But anyways, Amazing Spider-Man 2 Gold Edition came out for PS4.
Okay.
Muramasa Rebirth Complete Collection out for Vita. That's a cool 2D game that was on the Wii. Fuck, I want a Vita just for that game. Oh, a bunch of other crap. Killer Instinct Season 2 is out. Monopoly Plus for Xbox Arcade. That's pretty much it. Oh, yeah, Alien Isolation. I guess that's something to talk about.
I heard about it, but I thought it was the other Aliens game. I didn't know it was there was a new one that was coming out or came out.
Yeah.
I thought it was that shitty one that people were having a lot of issues with.
No, you're thinking of Colonial Marines?
Yeah, Colonial Marines, yeah. Whatever. But apparently this is a new one, so I don't know if this one's a good one or not.
People are liking this new one, so I don't care for the Alien series, so I can't really talk about it or do anything with it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Amazing Spider-Man, apparently that they might be putting Spider-Man into the new Avengers movie.
Ooh.
Because apparently the last Spider-Man movie did not do as well as they hoped. And this whole Sinister Six thing is not getting good feedbacks like they were hoping it would.
Uh-oh. So what, by putting it in the Avengers movie is going to get them extra money, or it's going to
scrap the
project?
Like, I don't know if you heard they canceled the Fantastic Four movie.
No, I didn't hear that.
That new one.
Were people that upset because he was black?
No. It's because they just canceled it because no one cares. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they canceled that movie. So it's not coming out. And there was another movie.
Actors are like, my God, this is our one chance, guys. We can do it.
Yeah. I know, but they still get paid because they're on contract, right? So.
Yeah, I suppose.
I learned that with Kevin Smith when he was talking about how Tim Burton still made money for a movie he never came out with. I think it was Beetlejuice in Hawaii or some shit. Anyways. They're saying that if Sony stops being dickheads and gives the Spider-Man franchise back to Marvel, then Marvel can finally put him in the Avengers. It's just a rumor. And speaking of which, Captain America 3, apparently they want to start the Civil War.
With Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought, so that means Thanos might be in Guardians of the Galaxy, not the last Avengers like I thought it would.
I'm interested to know how they're going to go with that. And I think it's supposed to be coming out the same time as a Batman Superman movie. So yeah. It's kind of like,
but the thing is, like, Civil
are
War
they doing
was...
this to try to knock, you know, Superman or Batman Superman movie off its feet, or is just,
I know, I think it was always planned. They're just finally announcing it.
I think they're trying to sabotage my great superhero.
But the thing with that is Civil War, I read the comic. I didn't like it. It was so gimmicky. It's just a reason to have all these characters fight each other. And have you ever played Ultimate Alliance 2?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's based on.
That's it?
So, yeah. So Iron Man and Captain America fighting each other, trying to get the mutant registration and all that. But the thing is, like, you need a lot more characters for that, because Spider-Man has to be in it, because he's, like, Tony Stark, like, wingman.
Yeah.
And he, like, takes off his mask in front of everybody. So he's, like, a very big part in that series. That's why I'm like, I don't know if Civil War will work. Because who's going to take off their mask? Captain America? People are like, we know who you are.
Why not?
And he dies at some point. Bucky becomes
Spoiler
Captain
alert.
America. The comics, like, from the 60s. Come on, guys.
Come on.
Anyways, that's all that's been coming out this week.
That doesn't sound too fascinating, except...
Yeah, it's better.
Pre-sequel.
I mean, we have
two good releases.
Evil Within and fucking... What was the other game?
Pre-sequel, The Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands pre-sequel. That's better than the fucking last couple of weeks that we've been having.
That is true.
Nothing. That's it for this week.
Bye-bye!
Up next, we will be talking about news and deals of the week. Up next.
Hello there. Lonely? Nothing to do? No one to talk to about video games? Well, pick up the mouse and finger in Paranice.com. We offer such great things such as reviews, interviews, top 10s, and what happened? What did happen? Go to Paranice.com to find out more. We're sex for your ears. Tell your friends, the more the merrier.
And we are back. And before we go on to news, I forgot to say, hope you had a good Thanksgiving, Rooster.
I did.
Did you?
I
eat,
had a great
turkey.
I did.
Cool.
Nothing too special, you know. We just do it, you know, just for the sake of doing it. But I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a waste of time, in a way, because everyone's, you know, running around trying to buy turkeys and stuff and stuffing, and you're up all day brining and cooking, and then in the end you just eat and you feel sleepy. Like,
I'm okay with that.
Was it really worth it? But it's like, it feels like, was it really worth the hassle? Was it?
I don't know.
But besides that, it was okay. How was your thing?
It was good. I went to my mom's house, and pregnant wife was there, and you know, it's good. Because I know a lot of Americans are like, what the hell? You guys had Thanksgiving already?
Yeah. Don't they have it next
they
month?
Have it in November. Which I don't understand, because, you know, as far as I know, it wasn't, like, America Discovered in the same day.
I don't know.
We're still
know
technically America, North America.
Sick and tired of the fact that they had to learn a different metric system.
Yeah, no, America's the only one who's still on that, like, miles per hour kind of thing.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, get with the times, Americans. I know you guys listen.
Well, not that. Like, especially for plumbing, I got to learn conversions and shit like that, because the majority of our stuff, you know, that you order comes from the States.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they manufacture a lot of the stuff. So it's like, you have to know your conversions from, you know, gallons to imperial gallons. And it's like they're just making life harder.
I still don't understand why American money and Canadian money is different.
Can we just get rid of America?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, actually, you know what? I don't understand why we do have different currency. You're right.
Both like,
why can't we have the Euro 2.0?
Yeah, it's weird that we're like, and their dollar is stronger than us for some reason.
Well, it works out every day.
But I do like that. I think one of the terror was ISIS who threatened Canada.
Yeah.
America was like, bruh, only we can make fun of Canada. They're like, nah.
ISIS is fucked. Yeah.
Poor Archer.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I haven't heard that enough.
Archer reference.
But it's like, you know, it's bad when I don't know if I spoke, but when I was watching TV and then Obama just came on TV, he's like, we're fucking up ISIS. I was like,
whoa,
that's serious shit. Obama. In a more political way. But it was like, I forgot what I was watching. I was in the middle of watching something and they did the whole, you know, the president comes and talks about the situation and what they're going to do
keep
about it.
Beheading people.
You know, it's pretty bad when you're stopping, you know, Simpsons for 15 minutes to talk about how you're going to go to ISIS and make them eat freedom.
Yeah.
And yeah, so pretty much Obama gave the go ahead to freaking.
That shit freaks me out more than anything. Shit. I don't care about ghosts and aliens and UFOs and criminals. War freaks me out. Because I'm a pussy. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Like, I know in Classic League, like, some of the guys there have, like, went to Afghanistan and stuff. I'm a pussy. I am so scared of dying. Not scared of dying.
Just have to survive.
Huh?
You just have to survive.
I won't.
Even those who go to war are afraid of dying. But I guess when you're put in that situation, hopefully you could adapt and survive. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't think I'd be any use in a war. But given the right circumstance, maybe I'm not as useless, or we're not as useless as we think.
No, I know
we are.
I am.
I don't
know. No, I can tell you right now.
You gotta give yourself
a
little
gun. I get scared of loud noises. I blink.
Well,
when
it can't
too
be that
dust.
Hard.
Like, fuck it, I'm dead.
It can't be that hard to hold.
No, if it's spitting rain outside just a little bit, I'm not leaving the house.
Well, that's what it's doing now. It looks
I'm
like
a
urine
fucking
for the
wiener,
week.
Dude. I am such a wiener when it comes to that stuff.
Well.
Like, I'm so terrified of that. I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, yeah, a lot of people make an army. And then I want to be dead in 4 seconds. What was the point of all that?
It's true.
Like, what was the point? All this training, all this learning how to shoot, and I'm going to step on the battlefield and die. Like, no, I'm not cool with that.
It's at least you tried.
I didn't try. I was running the opposite direction. I still got shot. Anyways. Besides the fact that I'm such a...
On a positive note,
we are now in...
News!
I like how your voice kind of cracked there. You're like,
thank you.
News! All right, first things first. Remember how I told you you're going to want a Wii U?
Yeah.
Do you want Mario Kart 8?
And
in HD? That means it was really good. I'm giving him a 9.5 out of 10.
I know, but...
All right, fine.
If I had a Wii U, I would get it.
Okay,
put it that
fine.
Way.
But now...
The Mario Kart 8 is not the reason
but
to
But now, Link's a character in the game. I know you know this.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have a motorcycle for Link based on Epona? Epona?
Epona, yeah, the horse.
Which I think is really fucking cool.
And the only thing I think about that is, like, it doesn't really look like a horse.
It does.
Yeah, I know, but I was picturing kind of like Daytona.
Oh, with the
you
horse?
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I was kind of picturing, but then I realized how bad
that
would look.
That would be horrible. Like, yeah, it'd just be bad.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was hoping that's what they were aiming with.
It's inspired
because,
by Epona.
Yeah, and it looks real badass. Don't
like
get
the shield
that wrong.
On the
like,
side.
Looks
sorry,
good.
Am I chewing loudly? Because I'm eating.
No, I didn't even know you were eating.
Yeah. I'm like putting. That's why it always sounds like I'm running by when I agree. I'm like, oh, yeah, I agree. Okay, yeah.
You're moving
the
mic away.
My mouth when I chew, because with this microphone it keeps doing like that pop sound. So I can only imagine how bad it is when I'm eating. Sorry.
Well, I haven't noticed anything.
All right, good. I agree. Yeah, I mean, it has a shield on the side. I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, for the design, it looks good. We understand the point.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's good.
I'm chewing.
Ah, I see.
Mm. Mario Kart 8 fans will be able to pull this pony on the pavement. Ha! When The Legend of Zelda Mario Kart 8 DLC Pack 1 becomes available. Pack 1 also includes playable characters Tanuki Mario and Cat Peach, which are not characters, are skins. I've said this before. along with 8 new courses and 3 more cards, such as the Bee Dasher and Blue Falcon, which is pretty cool. Second installment of Mario Kart 8 DLC, called DLC Pack 2, will be released in May 2015. Why so long? Seriously, why next year?
It just is.
For fucking...
I don't know.
Anyways, you can buy the game or the DLC for $7.99 for both packs. Or no, both packs can be purchased for $12. So...
It still seems kind of high.
It's weird that Nintendo's doing DLC. Speaking of which, Super Smash Bros. For Nintendo 3DS has sold more than 2.8 million worldwide.
That's a lot of copies.
Remember, this was written on October 7th. So, the game came out last Friday? October 6th, yeah. So, yeah. Within the weekend. October 2nd, sorry. When did the game come out? This is over the weekend. I can't remember. Anyways, it's a lot. I know it was over the weekend. So, yeah, that many sold worldwide. Which, I guess it's good. I thought it'd be higher, to be honest.
Okay.
Because 2.8 million worldwide. Worldwide. How much did fucking Grand Theft Auto 5 sell in North America?
Yeah, but that's... that goes across two platforms, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, the 3DS... I honestly thought it would be a lot higher. I know it sounds high, but I'm like, really? I thought it'd be more than that. I don't know. Well, I mean, it's a good game. I recommend everyone getting it. Don't get Metal Gear.
Just wait for, you know, Smash Bros. You know, they'll do better, like, on whatchamacallit, the Wii U.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone's waiting for.
Because I myself wouldn't have got other 3DS. I would have just waited for the Wii U version.
So
that would have
as much as I did, or I do. Yeah, I think you would have.
But it's like, why buy the same game twice?
Because it's not the same game. Hopefully, I hope. I really hope it's not the same game.
That's pretty high hopes. Like, I personally, it's like, I probably wouldn't be playing the 3DS as much because I don't have as large of a library as you do. If I was given the game, sure, but I wouldn't go out to buy it. I would have just waited for the Wii U version. And, you know, because then it's like, if you play the 3DS version and it satisfies your every need and you're all good and happy, then when the Wii U comes out, you're just like, eh. You know, you got it all tired out already. But
the Wii U is in HD.
True.
That's why I really hope this.
I think that's where the majority of the sales are going to show is for the Wii U
version. Where am I getting this news from?
PerryNews.com. That's right.
Captain Toad Treasure Tracker release date announced.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that
Captain
is.
Captain Toad was a mini game in Super Mario 3D World. So it was a game where, like, you play as a Toad and he, like, you...
As a captain and
you're
stuff?
You're in this, like... Okay, oh, fuck, you haven't played 3D Land either. Think of a giant cube. That you think of Fez. You know how you rotate the cube? Yeah. Think of that, except you do it with the gamepad. So it was this little awkward game that I wasn't really a big fan of. Actually, I hated that part in the Mario...
But you loved Fez.
I love Fez because the Fez game is interesting and I never passed it, but Captain Toad doesn't jump. So it's all like up. It was. It's admirable. Like, I get it. It's fine. Whatever. I think it's weird. But anyways, the point is. Point is, it got a release date. It will be released January 9th, 2015 for the Wii U.
And you think people would actually enjoy that?
Well, someone wrote, because I wrote the game was awkward, and someone said, why was it awkward? It was a delight. Awkward is a very poor term to describe Toad's levels in 3D World. It's like, no, I'll. Like, fuck you, Anon. I wrote the reason I said it was awkward is that A, I really did not enjoy those moments in the game, and B, no one really saw a spinoff of a minigame, because it was a minigame. It was like, it's like getting a full game out of the fucking flipping card thing from Super Mario 3. It's like that getting its own game. You're like, really? That's weird.
If it's, I didn't think it'd be worthy of the game.
Yeah, that's how I felt with this thing. I'm like, it's a unique concept, I guess, but I didn't like playing it in the game, let alone the whole game on its own. Don't tell me what I cannot say awkward for my fucking sight, you piece of shit. Anyways, Ultimate NES Remix coming soon to 3DS.
That's a lot of 3DS stuff coming out.
Well, the last
you really like this NES Remix stuff.
So NES Remix were two. There was one and two for the Wii U, which I really liked until I completed it, and I was like, well, now what? Like, remember how NES Remix? Like, one of the challenges was watch this Kirby demo.
Was it really?
Like, to learn how to play the game, watch this demo. Oh. And you had to sit there.
But that was the challenge.
And watch. And that was one of the challenges. And if you, for some reason, fucked up somehow, you had to watch it again. So that was annoying.
I don't know how you fuck up watching a demo. Because
there was like three stages to it. So here's a demo, here's the game, then here's the challenge kind of thing. Anyways.
Oh, I see.
So,
well, if you were watching the demo, you wouldn't have had any issues in failing the other
one. Here's the thing. They're releasing, I didn't expect this at all. They're releasing NES Remix. It's called Ultimate NES Remix for the 3DS, which I think the name Ultimate is kind of misleading because Ultimate means better or more. What this does is it takes a compilation of titles from NES Remix and NES Remix 2.
So wouldn't that really technically be the
Not
ultimate? Is you're getting the best, like, of both?
You're getting the best, but who's to say what's the best?
I don't know, people?
Like Balloon Fight, Donkey Kong Jr., Dr. Mario, Excitebike, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mario Brothers, Metroid, Punch-Out, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario Brothers Lost Levels, Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, Adventure League are all in this game.
That sounds like the best.
But if you look at NES Remix, which I'm opening the file now, I don't know what games are here. I didn't put them down. And there's a lot more games. There's going to be online leaderboards, which is good too.
Yeah, I guess that little competitiveness is going to be there.
I mean, I'm probably going to get this. I just hope it's not the same game. You know what I mean? Like, I hope it's just not a port of that. And I just find it weird that it's coming out for the 3DS. I mean, what I would like to see on the 3DS is like Ultimate Game Boy Remix, because it's a handheld title.
Yeah, but then maybe it probably won't do so well. Only people like you will buy it.
Yeah, but NES Remix was a digital download, so make it another digital download. Like, all they're doing is adding a challenge to a fucking old game. Like, it's nothing crazy. And since the 3DS, like, I know why they're doing this. It's because both consoles are able to play these games. That's why. Okay. Like, that's why I'm pretty sure the games that are missing on the 3DS file are the ones that are not released on the 3DS. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, I would like, because the NES Remix on the Wii U made sense because those games were out for the Wii U. But the 3DS has Game Boy Virtual Console games, and I would like to see that on there instead. But at the same time, if you don't own a Wii U and only own the 3DS, I guess is a way for you to play the game without owning a Wii U.
Without owning the... Yeah, it could be the case, but we won't know until it comes out and we know if it's the same shit or if it's, you know, inspired by
Chances
the same shit.
Chances are I'll probably end up buying it because I'm a sucker for these kind of things, so... Assuming what the price is. Anyways, it comes out in North America December 5th, and it comes out in Europe November 7th.
Look forward
Final
to that,
Final Fantasy 13 PC version is locked at 720p, and people are angry. Which, actually, you know what?
Yeah, I just saw that. I'm a little upset as well.
We'll save this for our last segment. Okay. And I already said this, The Walking Dead's already coming out. Nintendo's unified accounts are coming. This confuses me. So now Nintendo, you can actually go on a Nintendo website eShop to buy games, and now it'll link up to your like 3DS or Wii U with the your Nintendo ID. But the Nintendo's unified accounts are coming, which means if you redeem now, your software will be sent to your indicated device linked to your Nintendo network ID. If you want to download the software and the device linked to a different ID, please select the Mi icon. So whatever. So if you buy a game, it links to your Nintendo ID.
Okay.
It always does. That's something I don't...
But that's why it's saying it re-coming. So maybe there was a fix to it or some sort of... I don't know. Maybe there was something that makes it better.
But I think that's where the confusion is. A lot of people don't know that. Like, yeah, the older consoles, the games were tied to your consoles, right? When you buy them on virtual console. But on these consoles, they're not tied to your console. They're tied to your Nintendo... See, here's the confusing part. It is tied to your console, but it's tied to your Nintendo network ID. So if you buy a 3DS, you can actually remove your network ID from your old 3DS and put it on your new one and re-download those games. But the thing is, that network is only attached to that one 3DS. You can sign in on another 3DS.
On multiple.
Yeah, not like Xbox download. Live. I can sign up at your house. You know what I mean?
And access your save files and stuff.
So that's
like
what
that.
People don't understand. It's always been the thing. It's just that Nintendo does a really piss poor job at explaining that.
And marketing, of course.
So the games are tied to your account. It's your account that's tied to your console. I know that sounds stupid. So what happens if your Wii U shuts down and you can't unlink your Nintendo ID? I don't know. I guess you're fucked. I figured this out when I wanted to buy when I wanted to upgrade to the 3DS XL. And I called Nintendo, and I was like, yo. Like, I called customer service. I didn't speak to fucking, Shigeru Miyamoto or anything. That was a joke that failed. That's always been a thing. So, I don't know. I don't know why people are like, oh, it's finally coming. It's like, no, it's already here. Just, you guys are fools. Fools, I say. And there's going to be a new bundle for Xbox One Assassin's Creed bundle, which includes two games.
Let me guess. Assassin's Creed.
And what's the second one?
Yeah. Assassin's Creed again. Right.
Encasing in a special edition Assassin's Creed Unity packaging, the Xbox One Assassin's Creed bundle will include a standard Xbox One console, wireless controller, and chat headset, 1 month Xbox Live Gold membership, and a digital download code for the highly anticipated Assassin's Creed Unity, which will be available yada yada. The Xbox One Assassin's Creed bundle will with Kinect will also include a standard Xbox One Kinect sensor and a copy of Dance Central Spotlight. What the fuck?
That's a weird
It is. Addition. And it comes with Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
It's not bad. It's a reason if you're looking to buy a new console and you're not inspired, you know, because each one, it's a good little bundle because I don't know how the newest Assassin's Creed have been doing, but people seem to enjoy it. So it might get you to sway over to Xbox and just pick up the bundle for its price.
I can see that.
Why not? Unless PS4 comes with a better bundle.
Actually, but I didn't look it up. That's the newest thing. I think once my Xbox Live account expires, I'm not going to... I think that's it.
It's it? Yeah, I don't know what to do with my other one.
Oh.
Because I have to go buy it, and then my Xbox decided to renew itself, even though I swear to God, last year I disabled it, but whatever.
I don't know. But I don't know if I'm going to keep mine. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just like... I don't play online. Like, I played Call of Duty with my brother over the weekend.
Yeah, which is weird because like,
for what we plays Call of Duty, we plays like 10 minutes, and we're like, so we are we done here? Like, he's like, I guess. Like, do you want to play anything else? He's like, no, not really. We weren't really like playing. We're just like, see you. It was just happening.
Yeah.
So we're both like, okay, well, I guess, all right, you see you.
You paid $60 bucks for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think once that expires, I think I'm like, I'm okay. I don't need no more.
I don't even remember what that freaking goal actually offers you now. I could have swore you weren't able to access the marketplace.
Yeah, you can access the marketplace. Right? You just can't access the discounts. Like, that's why those things are called deals with gold.
Yeah, but I guess there is quite a bit. I say that's where I got all my Borderlands stuff.
Which we can get into right now.
All
right. So, that's all for news, believe it or not. I know, right?
All right, I guess.
I have to sign into Xbox or else I'm just going to see the regular prices. So let me just give me 1 second here. So if you're an Xbox member or a gold member, I should say, they're having, remember how last time they had like an Ubisoft sale? Mm-hmm. Now they're having an SNK sale. So SNK were the guys behind like Metal Slug and all that jazz. Yeah. So the sale, I don't see the prices. Do you?
Let me see if I can pull it up. I might have to log in, though.
I just see them as regular price. I'm assuming it's going to be half off for all these titles, I'm going to say.
No, most likely they'll probably say it, but I didn't have that one open. Anywho, you could go down the list and I'll have it ready.
Well, Metal Slug 3.
Metal Slug 3. Wait, tell them this isn't PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
It's Xbox.
Well, I'm
talking, right?
Okay. Well, yeah, I was talking about Xbox.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, there it is. Excellent. Please let me be auto logged in. It says 99. Oh, you mean the regular price it shows. All right, hold on. It's loading my account.
I'm logged in. Anyway, I see 10 bucks. That looks like 3.
No, this is, wait, so am I logged in? Right? I'm also so logged in. It's also 10. That's not a savings at all.
I'm assuming it's 5. I'm pretty sure they didn't update it. I'm going to...
Well, I don't know. You can't assume that because it's like... What if that actually is the price? And then it's like, well, you owe me $5.
I can see doing that, sadly enough. I actually could see.
How do I own the Metal Slug 3 trial game? Already purchased. I never bought it.
Oh, you did. Because remember back in the day where the game...
The Easter egg thing?
When it was free?
What?
Yeah, like there was like a mistake that if you bought the trial and you played another game and launched a trial from that other game, you were able to play that game for free?
That's... I'm surprised you remember that.
It says...
Did it work? I don't remember if it worked.
We just were like, oh, cool. Oh, anyways, what else is on? We have an Xbox. This is new. I'm going to play something else. wow, none of my fucking things are working. None of my sales. Oh, there it is. Anyway, so they're having the SNK sale. I can't tell you what the deals are because for some reason that's not loading up. But they're having another deal on Xbox. You get Fable Anniversary. It's $20 instead of $40. It's Fable 1 in HD, which I think is pretty cool.
Fable 1 was a good game, different controller concept, but it was still good.
Oh, fuck. On the original Xbox, not Xbox One. Ha! Because the names are confusing, you see. Yeah, $20 for that. What do you think? Good? Yes? No? The game was originally $40, so.
Yeah, I suppose. It's
and the game
half
did come
off
in
those 10
2014 in February.
It's true. So. It's true.
Oh, wait, this is American.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair price.
It's 4-2-2014, which means.
that the 4 is the month. January, February, March, April 2nd, 2014. Wait, no. It's Canadian. February 4th, 2014. Yes. Damn, yes.
America. Damn, America.
Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning is 659 instead of 20. That's a good deal.
That's not bad.
Dragon Age Origins is 374 instead of 15.
Alright.
Oh, I think that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
And then there's all the DLC. Dragon Age Origins Awakening, is that DLC, I'm assuming?
Dragon Age Awakening. So yeah,
the DLC,
that is a DLC
costs more than the game. So the DLC Awakening is $4.99 and the Dragon Age Origins is $3.74. Witch Hunt and a whole bunch of other DLC for Dragon Age is on sale. Dragon Age 2, remember this game?
Yeah.
Is $4.99 instead of $20. And I still the DLC is all $5. There's a lot of DLC. And then Kingdoms of Amalur. And then Oblivion says already purchased, so I don't see how much that is. Do you?
I've already purchased.
All right,
so I'm
going to say $2. Fuck it. Let's just throw that out there.
That sounds reasonable.
Off. $2 there. Games of Gold this month on Xbox fucking 360. God, I'm not even saying. I'm not saying. I'm walking away. I'm walking away from the mic.
Oh.
You're saying it. Yeah.
Oh, you want me to say it? Maybe you should have given me the hint so I didn't close my window. So you might have to say
it. God damn it, Darksiders 2.
Ah. Wait, I already knew that.
I know, that's what I was telling you to say.
Oh, I don't know. I forgot.
So,
I have bad
Darksiders
memory.
2
I think
it's free for Xbox 360. Now, don't get me wrong.
That game is fucking.
I mean, that's a wicked deal. If you're an Xbox 360 member, you get that game for free. Fucking wicked. I just spent $20 on a stupid game on the Wii U because I'm so desperate for a Wii U game. And they had it on sale for guess how much? $20. So, fuck you, Wii U. And you know what? It takes up a lot of fucking space on my stupid Wii U hard drive, so.
Now you have it for free. Get rid of it.
I can't. It's a digital download. Yeah. And Outlast is on sale as well for something off for Xbox One.
Outlast is on the Xbox One? I didn't know that.
The more you know.
I thought it was the PC game
it's
only.
Xbox One. I actually want to play this game.
Interesting.
Did you play it?
I don't have the balls to play because it's one of those there's always something after you kind of scenario. But you just don't know where it's at. Same thing, like, it doesn't know where you are, so it's trying to find you, and you're trying to not be found by it while you're trying to solve what the hell's going on. And that kind of horror game kind of makes things very suspenseful. It does look good, and it seems very intense, but I don't think my old heart can handle it.
So it's at 20, it's 15, so...
Right, that's fair.
PlayStation Store global update, which means that the North American October's free PlayStation games include Drive Club? Drive Club, really? Dust, Elysium Tail, which is a good game I had on Xbox. Dungeons & Dragons, Rainbow Moon, Spelunky, Batman Arkham Asylum, and Pix the Cat is now available for free on PlayStation Network. Deals include Arkham Origins Ultimate Edition. $30 instead of $40. It's okay. Let me see some good deals. Dead Iron Riptide Complete Edition is $10 instead of $20. Deadly Premonition Director's Cut is $8 instead of $20. That's not bad, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
Octodad, holy shit, Octodad is $7.49 instead of $35. Just fucking give me the game for free, why don't you?
Yeah, just take it.
Yeah, it's alright. Amazing Spider-Man Gold Edition is $29 instead of $50. $30 instead of $50, $20 off. It's okay. Yeah, you know, I've seen better. They finally added Ratchet and Clank, Sly Cooper, into PlayStation Now, which is that streaming thing, which I still have no idea how that works.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not a great deal. It's not a great week for PlayStation. It's actually a better week for Xbox.
It's a slow.
So when PS3 is just okay, that means Xbox has to beat it out of there somehow.
Yeah, if Xbox can't beat a Sony's then something's not right.
And if you're a Club Nintendo member, they refreshed the free games that are coming out this week until November 16, which is the day before my birthday. So you can get the game Wrecking Crew for $200 or 200 coins for the Wii U, which, again, don't get that game. Just don't. It's like Donkey Kong and the original Mario Brothers. It was meant for the arcades. Don't get it. Kirby's Dream Course for Nintendo Wii U is $200 instead of 200 coins. Don't get it. The Kirby game you want. It's not even the one you deserve. Zelda's Revenge for $200, 200 coins. Don't get it. Because it's on the Nintendo Wii, not the Wii U. So you're going to have to boot up your Wii and play it on the Virtual Console. My Boshi's Arcade for 250 coins. Don't get it. Because it's on Nintendo Wii and I never heard of it. Curse Floosh for Nintendo 3DS, 150 coins. Don't get it. Because if you really wanted it, you would have spent $3 to get it. Nintendo 3DS Brain Age Express Math is $200, 200 coins. Don't get it. Because this is just Brain Age Math. It's the calculator. You're playing a calculator is what you're playing. It was Brain Age itself, I'd say yeah. Express Math, don't get it.
You can just buy a calculator
and
cheaper.
Have your friend ask you stupid or make stupid faces as he's answering questions. Kid Icarus 3D Classic for $200, 200 coins. Yes, get it. It's worth it. It's a Kid Icarus original on 3DS and 3D, so fuck it, why not? And Donkey Kong 95 or Donkey Kong for Game Boy for $150, 150 coins. Don't get it. I mean, okay, here's the thing with this game. It's $150, 150 coins. The game is $3-4. Do you want to spend $150 on this game or do you want to buy it for $3-4? I bought it for $3-4.
Just buy it $3-4.
For 150 coins? Don't get it.
The conversion is not worth it.
It's not worth it at all. Anyway, that's all it is for news. Up next, you want a resolution. Get it? Because we're talking about resolution.
It's funny because there's two topics we could talk about.
Wait, what?
Well, there's a Final Fantasy one.
It's part of it.
Yeah, I know. So it's like it's funny how we have two topics to talk about it. Anywho.
Up next, resolution.
This is Scott from ClassicElite.com, and you are listening to the Paranerds Podcast. Damn it, guys. We should have used the moon thing.
You say you want a resolution, you know. Okay. Oh, you actually know this song?
Well, yeah.
Shit, homie. Shit, homie.
I used to know the Beatles.
Homie. Damn. I'm impressed.
There's quite a bit of their songs that I liked.
Because of whom?
Because of the Beatles, of course. Who else would have said?
Because of whom?
Because of Kevin from Paranerds.com.
That's right. Why
he's a big fan, and he has the Beatles board game.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure if you have Rock Band the Beatles.
Nope.
I think you might. Something you probably wanted but didn't get.
Because I don't have friends to play with.
That's right.
I can't be all the Beatles. I can only be one. Ringo. Anyways. So the reason why I'm singing that song is because instead of Revolution, I'm saying Resolution. I am explaining a joke. So let's talk about Resolution. As you may have heard, that Assassin's Creed Unity, the resolution and frame rate revealed spark controversy among console owners. So what happened was that Ubisoft Montreal recently revealed that Assassin's Creed Unity will run at a resolution of 900p, which I didn't know was a thing, with a frame rate of 30 frames per second, generating some negative feedback. A lot of people were surprised because the PS4 is capable of doing 1080p.
I actually think the PS4 can do 4K, can't it? If you have a 4K television?
Because
4K was around just before the PlayStation 4 was released. So I'll actually look into that. But yeah, if you think of it, the new consoles, you know, the big war, you know, one's better than the other. This doesn't really go in the favor of Microsoft's. When they have to limit the amount of resolution they can have, where it's like, well, your competitor can do it, so why can't you?
Yeah.
Continue with your train of thought.
No, I'm just saying. So yeah, so what happens is that the Sony is able to do 1080, and apparently Xbox One's not able to do 1080. So Xbox One could do 900, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's the thing. So what happened there was that to avoid debate between the two consoles, they just said, fuck it, let's do a 30 frames at 900p per second.
Do you want to know something funny?
Yeah.
Microsoft confirms that the Xbox One is capable of 4K and 3D, but it's going to be enabled soon. So the hardware in it is capable of going to 4K, which is amazing. But yet they decide to limit it to 900.
Here's the thing, though. I'm eating.
Yeah? Sounds like it.
Here's the thing. They made the thing to 900p and 30 frames per second because they didn't want to cause any debates.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is that the PS4 is not as powerful as the Xbox One, so they have to bring it down to Xbox One standards so they can both meet a medium.
Okay. Right? All right.
What I'm saying here Who gives a fuck about 900 to 1080p? Honestly.
That's what I was going to say, but to confirm what I was saying, the PlayStation 4 is capable of 4K resolution, but for videos, not necessarily gaming.
Well, no games are able to do 4K right now.
At the
Everything
moment,
is
yeah.
1080.
But it is. But the PlayStation, and according to Microsoft, the Xbox One, they're both capable of 4K. Sony at the moment is capable of 4K video, as in YouTube channels, shit like that,
yeah,
and Blu-ray stuff. Xbox One will have that enabled soon. But so as of the current console, they could both pretty much do 4K resolution. So
we're talking about 1080. Can they
both
do 1080 games?
At the moment, they could do 10. Yeah, but you might as well say if you can do far beyond, why make so low?
Because games are different than fucking streaming or like YouTube.
Yeah,
videos.
That's why at the moment. But
my thing is 1080 to 900. Who gives a fuck?
It doesn't seem like that much of a difference, but I think it's more of a numbers thing.
It is a numbers thing.
They were both 1080p, if they said it, nobody would say anything. Even if it wasn't. Even if the Xbox One's Assassin's Creed was 900, but it was stated as 1080p, nobody would have even noticed. Right? And even if they said, even if they did a side-by-side comparison, like Xbox One and PS4, they'll be like, why does the Xbox, 1080 look different than the PS4's 1080?
Yeah.
They could easily have the whole debate how PS4 has better hardware, blah, blah, blah. But if they honestly just said 1080, nobody would even, it wouldn't have been as much of an issue. But the fact that they said 900 is what's making people upset, because they're stating it, that's what it is. Not an assumption, not what it looks like a 900. It's 900. Fact. And people don't like that because they don't want to feel inferior to the other console. So I could understand the little uproar,
but,
just a little.
But you see what I mean, though? It's like...
It's a pride thing, like... Because now it just gives...
720 looks good to me.
Of course
it
does, yeah. But Sony now has the hand where it's like, well, at least our Assassin's Creed's 1080. Microsoft sucks.
But Ubisoft was the one who said no to it.
I know, but... you let the Sony fanboys run with it. They could easily say that the Xbox just sucks enough that they can't even run that game normally.
But that's what
even
I'm
if that's
it's
not
like,
a fact. It's
what,
just
what bugs me more is frame rate.
Yes, you want to have a clean frame rate, or else some games could be unplayable.
That's what bugs me more. 30 frame rates per second? Nah, let's all do everything 60. Let's pay attention to that more than fucking resolution. Honestly, like 720 is fine. You know what I mean? Like it's completely fine. When I watch Seinfeld in 720, it's fine. I don't have to see it in fucking HD.
But it's the fact that we're living in a time where we're used to 1080. They're probably thinking, why isn't everything 1080? Why are we even doing things below 1080?
Yeah.
When we've reached 4K at the moment, so it should now be minimum 1080, maximum 4K. 420, 760, whatever you want to call it, should be the past. It should no longer exist. People shouldn't even be recording or making in that format. So I think people are used to higher, like same thing with phones, like the new iPhone 6 is capable of this and that. Can you imagine if the iPhone 7 was like 1 megapixel camera?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why are we going backwards? We should be, the next console, the next phone should be an improvement. And specifically to the Assassin's Creed, it makes it seem like they're taking a step back for an odd reason. That could be just my assumption. People, it might not even be the case. It could just, again, be just a numbers situation. But it definitely is an odd choice. I don't see why Ubisoft would have done that. I don't see the benefits of doing it.
Because if you just did it the way it is, it's like, that's the way it is. Like, sorry, Xbox One has to be a 900. It's just not powerful enough. You know what I mean?
But that doesn't make sense, though, because I'm pretty sure it is powerful enough to do 1080p.
I am, too, but there's a reason why they didn't.
I don't know. That's the thing. What is the reason?
Unless they both bought... See, if they're both capable of doing 1080, just make both of them 1080. Because Ubisoft, like... Okay, so, look. Nonetheless, Xbox One and PS4 are still early in their life cycle and locked in to 930 frames per second seems like a deliberate and unwelcome downgrade. The controversy was made even worse when Ubisoft stated that the decision to keep both versions at the same resolution and frame rate was made in order to avoid debate about the different console versions. PS owners took this to mean that the studio had purposely crunched the graphics on the PS4 edition, holding them back to keep even with the weaker hardware on the Xbox One.
Guess they felt bad.
And they said that they did 900p in 30 frames was made purely from a design perspective. The game looks fantastic. And it does. You know what I mean? So the current expectation among console owners is that next gen translates to 1080p 60 frames per second. That's what I think it should be. And they're saying, and from what they're saying is that it looks more cinematic at 30 frames per second. It's all balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not the case.
Like, no, the new consoles, like I've always said, I don't see a big difference between the new, like Last of Us Remastered. I don't see a big difference. It just looks darker on the new consoles than on the previous one.
Then you're not looking with your heart.
So that's the thing. Like, I don't see a difference. If the new consoles, the only thing the new consoles can offer is higher resolution and better frame rate. But it's not even doing that. But at the same time, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Like, it's... You buy the games for the games, not for the fucking resolution. I know I sound like such a hipster saying this.
No,
but
people would disagree. It's more of everything. Some people don't even care about the game. They just want to be able to say they can play this game at the max setting. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's like I played games where I didn't really enjoy the game, but I played it for the sake of, you know, achieving something.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes in certain circumstances, you know, the gameplay isn't really the focus. And for here, it seems
like... Here's what I'm thinking of. Super Mario 3 or Battletoads, for example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You play that game. What's the resolution of that game?
Oh, I don't know, 8-bit.
Okay. So if Turbo Tunnel was slowing the fuck up and it wasn't going that speed, what would bother you more?
The slowing down and fucking
That's
up.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we should be paying attention for is the frame rate, not to fucking resolution. I honestly don't give a shit about the resolution.
Well,
I don't.
A big example of graphics is Minecraft. It's on the Xbox One.
As long as it plays fast and plays well, who gives a shit? But that's the thing. Resolution does not mean detail. It just means sharper.
Mm-hmm. That's like the image fits the size.
Yeah.
You know,
when I say I want a Final Fantasy HD remake, I don't want them to look like... I mean, it'll be cool if they'll look like Advent Children. I just want it to fit my TV.
Yeah,
I don't want
you don't
to look
want everything
blocky.
To be stretched. You don't want everything to...
I don't want it to look like Super Mario RPG. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I want it to look good.
1080 is meant for the certain resolution of the size of the screen, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But some people don't know that. And they think it means better graphics. It's not necessarily better. It's just you can see it better.
Yeah.
But again, they're upset about it that they need to discuss it on an article. And, you know, it's weird because it's like people argue over the smallest things. Again, if Ubisoft just said it was 1080p, nobody would have cared. No one wouldn't even realize it.
Yeah, if you didn't even bring it up.
Because that's how much of a small difference it is.
Yeah.
Because if it's at 900, a number that I didn't even think really existed in the, you know, resolution category, then it's not that much of a difference. But the fact, I guess, they had to state it just in case
like
someone
your
had
Rayman a pause.
Like unless they had a, you know, they were feared that someone would have had a ruler and measured and mathematically calculated it was 900 and feared of lawsuits. I don't see why they needed to you know, say to the world that this is the resolution it's going to be at.
Yeah, and here's the thing with PC version of Final Fantasy 13. It's locked at 720p.
I read further down along that because I kind of... before we go on to the updates,
okay,
that is a little dumb. You know, I may be a little biased, but PC is the master race. All
it
I
is.
PC.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, for it to be limited to even less than 900, it's like, what? We can play 4K shit on this. I don't know if there isn't many. I don't know. All I know is there. You could buy 4K monitors, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the PC is only limited to its hardware, which can be easily changed. Anyway, enough about being the detail. So when I saw that, I didn't see why they would do such a thing, especially on the PC. But further down, if you were to read it, there's an update. Apparently, someone was making a fix for it, and they're able to. I guess this is a video. It's a you can download a plugin that makes the game go up to 4K if you wanted resolution.
But that's
I don't know if it's a mod.
Made,
I think
right?
It's just more of a patch. So it's funny how the actual company, you know, limits the size and just a simple patch could enable it. So the game itself was capable of going that high, but for some reason they didn't want it to.
Doesn't that confuse
you? It makes things a little suspicious because it's like, why? What is your intent? Is this the first step of world domination? Like, where is there some sort of secret society on why you guys are behaving oddly like that? People who buy high-end PC games or PC machines
want to play high-end
like they
want to
play
games.
Battlefield 4 on Ultra. They want to play, you know, Shadow of Mordor on Ultra. They want to push their system to the limit. They want to look around the magnificent world in the highest graphics they can possibly go. And
yeah,
Final Fantasy, especially the cinematics, it's a beautiful game. So for them to lower the resolution on it, it seems like an odd choice. And I don't know who made the executive decision on that. But clearly someone wasn't happy with that. So they worked on a patch or a plugin, if you want to say, which basically lets you play it or see it in 4K resolution, which is a big difference. And I'm looking at the video now and it looks amazing.
See, the thing that I'm getting confused about is, like, the resolution, like, disc contest that's been going back and forth. That's all it is on N4G. It's just resolution this, Xbox One, PS4, which is better. Honestly, who cares? Who cares about which one has the better what?
It's a war between consoles. You know, it's who's got the bigger dick. And we all know that they won.
Before it used to be who's better, Sonic or Mario games, right? Now it's who has the better resolution? Who gives a fuck?
Well, it's now it's between console and console, right? They want to prove that their console is far superior. Even if it's by...
But who cares? The games are all shit. They're all shit. There's not a single game where I'm like, you know what? This is awesome. They're all shit.
No.
Am I wrong? Is there a reason? Is there a game you want to buy right now?
No, there isn't.
Nothing. Nothing. The only game I really want is fucking Batman and Kingdom Hearts. And then, where's that?
Who knows when it'll ever come out.
So are people just bored that no longer... Because it used to be like, oh yeah, we have Halo. Yeah, well, we have Uncharted. Now it's like, oh yeah.
We're waiting.
We're 1080. Oh yeah, well, we're 1080 as well. Well, all right then. Okay. All right. I'll see you around. All right, man. Peace. Right on. All right. I don't know where I'm going with this. The point is... yeah, just I don't understand why people are making such a big stink out of it. I mean, it's stupid for fucking Ubisoft and Square Enix to be like, we'll tell you how much resolution. When it's like, no. The one that has the better system, make it better. Like, it's not like, what it feels like, it's like when you had a Wii and you play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. And you're like, oh, this
shouldn't be. Straight out Dead Rising comparison. That is a big difference.
That showed you how powerful the 360 was compared to the Wii. That showed you the difference. Now, a PS3 and Xbox version,
you won't
see a difference.
It probably ran a little bit smoother due to the PS3's hardware, but it didn't change the way I felt about the game or my experience with it. But again, it's a who's got the biggest dick competition. And since there isn't much going on in the fact of games, like individual, company-specific games, what is there really for the online people to debate about? Right? They have nothing.
So that's what I'm saying.
Pretty much. If they had, like, a new Uncharted game now, then they would talk about it, this and that. But the fact that there isn't anything, like, whatever's released on one console is released on the other already. So you can't say, well... You know, we have the evil within. It's like, well, yeah, so do we. It's like, oh. You know, so they need something to debate over or else the internet's going to get lonely. That could be a potential reason why they get so easily upset over something that most people don't care about.
Because that's what I feel like it is. Because I'm like, I'm honestly asking, does it really matter if one has 900 or 1080? They both look great.
I'm telling you, you probably wouldn't. It's the only difference is 100. Yeah, you won't notice the difference.
You will not notice. It's not noticeable.
Even from 720 to 1080, it's not that much of a difference.
It looks fine.
But you could kind of tell a little bit. But if you're playing a fast action game, you won't really realize it because your focus isn't
like,
the screen size. It's what's happening.
I notice the difference from 480p from 480e on Wii, whatever that thing is. When you bought those composite cables. I noticed the difference there. You know why? Because they're fucking noticeable. One was jaggy, one was sharp. That I noticed.
But from like 1080 to 900 to 1080, I don't think it's going to be any, you know, different change.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, who gives a fuck? I know that this sounds like me just being like, oh, it's not about the graphics. It's about the game. But that's precisely
it. It should really be about the game because you're paying $60 for the game, not for something to bitch about. Well, at least some people.
And again, like as I said in my Battletoads statement earlier, it's like the game didn't look great, but it played fucking fast, and that's what like nothing hurts my head more when a game goes into like 30 frames per second. When it goes slow, that
The Walking Dead was a good example as well. It's still made for a great game, but it was kind of like you can tell when something happened. So it kind of in some scenarios it took you out of the moment because you knew something was gonna happen due to the decrease of frame rates.
Exactly.
But again, it wasn't game breaking, but it's stuff like that I'd rather have an improvement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying. Like, just fuck off with your stupid resolution cockfights, because that's all it is online. It's just which console has the best whatever. Like, who gives a shit? Who cares? Honestly, who gives a shit? Neither console has great games. Destiny's nothing to brag about. And what the hell does Sony have to offer right now? That fucking demo for Silent Hill,
which looks pretty good. Well, again, good, like I haven't played Shadow of Mordor yet, but I've heard it's a great game.
But it's
It shouldn't. That's the thing, though. It seems like even though we're not going to have one great console to rule them all, we could at least have great game performances on each of the current consoles. And again, it's you pay what you get is what you pay for. If you spend the extra, that's a lie. I'll say if you spend more, you'll get a PS4. But surprisingly, the Xbox One was more money. But it's like you pick and choose what you want and you stick with it. And, hopefully they release good games for it. I don't know where I was going with that.
Anyways, what I'm saying is fuck off the resolutions and just play the games and all that.
Now I'd like to hear them go up to 100 frames per second. Now that's living.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck 60. Let's go 100. Because Mario Kart is 1080 and 60 frames per second, bitches. It sounds like the Wii U is the best console.
So far.
Anyways, that's all for our podcast this week.
Let's do.
What's on the pipeline for this week? I don't know. Whenever I get news, I upload it. I'm still fixing the site. There's a lot of shit wrong with it. You probably won't be able to post a pick of the week because
I couldn't even log in into my mail. But
you can log. Can you log in?
I could try right now.
Well, we don't do it here, but. And you might have trouble uploading. But that's all back end stuff. I'm going to be working on a new top 10 for Halloween, which is pretty easy.
Top 10 scary games.
But it'll be fun to talk about.
Top 10 scary games.
Scary game. It's going to be the theme top 10 for Halloween for the last 5 years. I'm working on a new top 10. There should be a review for Jet Car Stunts up, which I reviewed this time.
Because you got it for... was it the Xbox or the PlayStation?
For a PS3, I got it. The review.
Where did you give it?
Yeah, I'm sure... I'm not gonna tell you.
I thought you said it was up. But
No, it's not up yet. I was gonna talk about it. Make sure to follow our friends for Log PC, Classic Elite, ClassicL337.com, and that will be it for this podcast. If you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You won't.
If you did, you would have done it by now.
But I'm gonna give you my email address, which is
KevinAtBurners.com.
You can do whatever you want. You could do nothing like you always do.
That's we don't hold grudges. We just.
Don't worry, I'm stressing over fucking uploading pictures and you guys don't email us. That's cool.
Fine. That's right.
Don't worry about it. I think we're getting more and more upset every week.
We're just going to snap.
Snap, that's it. And I'm about to break everything you said. We'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
I'm actually excited for Saturday. On the edge, Josie's top 10 is going to be all Linkin Park. Orgasmic. Looks like I'm listening to the edge.
Gross. I just want to get drunk. I thought you were talking about
I'm going to listen to that in the morning, then get drunk in the evening.
Are you going to get the money?
No, the bar. You're going to make it money's worth. Not my money. You're going to make your money.